All right. My case, in one way or another, was probably the same as essentially all the other Apollo astronauts, some 75 of us that were active during Apollo, in that we were accidents. We happened to be at the right place with the right time, with the right mix of skills, as well as motivation to volunteer to become astronauts. Most had come out of the military, but not all. You just have to remember that. Subsequently, as I indicated with the selection of the third group of scientist astronauts, these people, 13 years after I was selected, had career planned to become astronauts. They're a very, very different generation of people. I didn't career plan to be an astronaut. The first time I ever even remotely thought a significant thought about space was in October 1957, like so many of my generation. I hope you've all seen the movie October Skies. I don't know what it would be called over here. Rocket Boys or October Skies or something. It's a good dramatization of what went on throughout the United States and probably throughout the world with the launch of the first artificial satellite of the Earth. It stimulated an awful lot of thought and activity. I happened to be a Fulbright student in Norway at the time, and I heard about it over the Voice of America out in the farm country of Western Norway. And I guess I realized something significant happened, but I didn't. It wasn't until a couple weeks later that I began to interact again with the international student community at the University of Oslo that I realized how significant an event that had been historically and for the future. And I began then to follow space issues far more carefully, but not with the thought I would ever get into space. It wasn't until literally that NASA and the National Academy of Sciences in the United States asked for volunteers that I thought about 10 seconds and raised my hand. It just seemed like the right thing to do.
That long, huh?
And I would regret not doing it if people actually did end up landing on the moon. And I had an opportunity to volunteer to do it myself.
We've got time for another question. Yeah, over there.
This is probably going back to the very first question, is one, how old were you when you actually walked on the moon? And although you had confidence in actually returning, what about your family? Did your mom and dad worry that you weren't going to return? Did they have as much confidence as you had?
I was 37, the answer is clearly no. They did not have as much confidence as I did. But they also hadn't had 6-7 years of training in what I was going to do. That would have been very difficult to do. My father, unfortunately, was deceased at the time, although before he died in 1966, he knew what I was about and didn't really approve. My wife and I run into people in an area in Minnesota where my dad spent a lot of time at a camp that we have up there, or a cabin on a lake. And many of those people remember him sort of nudging them and saying, "My son thinks he's going to the moon," in sort of an unbelieving kind of tone of voice. My mother was, as she always had been, tolerant of my escapades. But when I tried to get her to think about coming down for the launch of the Apollo 8 mission, first trip to the moon by anybody, she looked at me and she said, "Well, you boys can do what you want, but I don't have to watch." And that's a generational thing. But on the other hand, she was born in 1904 on a farm in Tennessee, and she has memories of her first airplane flying over the farm. She thinks it was on one of Lindbergh's barnstorming trips. She, of course, remembers the first automobile in her area and things like that. Remembered those. But then in the early 1960s, she was able to watch on television images coming from the moon with written at the bottom, "Live from the moon." And I think until I actually went to the moon, that was probably her primary memory, excuse me.